All right. I think we're live.
I don't see it yet. I don't see it yet.
Okay, okay.
Well, I see the tweet. Oh, yes.
We're live?
You're live.
We're live. Coming to you from...
All right.
All right. Ready to rock. Ready to roll here. We're live. Two up and two down. This podcast is making me thirsty. I know all you loyal listeners, fans out there have been watching. Now we're actually going live. So we're going to do a two up and two down here. We got everyone here. Come on in. Join us in the chat. All that good stuff.
Yeah, we'll give you a minute. We'll give you a minute. You guys know the deal. This is for you. And listen, tonight we're going to do the Muffin Tops, okay? Season 8. We all know about Season 8. We all did our homework. We got notes. We didn't talk to each other. So this is, you know.
Fresh.
This is it, baby.
All our two ups are fresh.
All right. People are piling in here.
Anybody in the YouTube yet?
It's looking good. Looking good. Where's that guy, Eric? Where's Ernie? Where's our guys? Campy should be joining live as well.
Definitely let us know live in the comments as we're giving our ups and downs and our grades, what you guys think. I'm sure you'll have your opinions. The Muffin Tops is a divisive episode, I believe. We'll see. All right. Are we almost ready?
Yeah, I think so. I think tippy toe. Here we go, Schmidt. What do you say?
All right, fellas. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Two Up and Two Down, live version. First time ever doing this episode. So let's start off with the Muffin Tops with Tony. What do you got for your first up?
I was wondering who was going first. Yeah, Muffin Tops, Two Up, Two Down. For those that are new to our Two Ups, Two Downs, we have to give two positive, two thumbs up, two negative, two thumbs down for the episode. So easier said than done with some of these episodes. I'm glad I'm going first. I hope I'm not doing too much here. I know, Harry, I just don't want to go too hard on this one. I want to keep it as concise as I can, but there's not a lot of ups, so I got to be fair to my co-host here.
I got plenty of ups, believe it or not. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean, my up and really to me, the star of this episode and really the only reason why this episode is solid in my mind is Kramer. I mean, Kramer delivers in this episode, but from the beginning when he says vaguely to Elaine, when Elaine asks him if he remembers giving Peterman all the stories, he just goes vaguely. Great Kramer response. When he's at the Peterman book signing, he scoots over and Peterman's like, okay, party time's over. That's a great lie. The bite-sized Three Musketeers. I laugh every time at bite-sized Three Musketeers. I can go on and on, but I really think between the stumps and the war veterans, everything else, this is a Kramer episode through and through. Obviously, you know, it's about the real Kramer, so you got that tied in, so it only lends itself to the fact that it's going to be a Kramer-heavy episode. But yeah, I mean, that's my up. I think Kramer delivers, the K-Man delivers. That's my my first up.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Kramer does an excellent job in this one, for sure. So, Chris, over to you. What's your first up?
So interesting, the consistency of my partner here. He begs for more Kramer on early season 4, season 3s, and then praises him on these season 8s, which are just as cartoonish as it gets. But, you know, listen, Tony told you, you know the deal. Two positives, two negatives. And again, these later season, what do we kind of draw on lines and things of that nature. Spike Ferrison wrote this one, we know. May of 97. If you recall, it's the second to last episode of season 8. So here we go. You know what? I enjoy I think it was the opening scene where Jerry's new girlfriend walks in. I believe she's the girl from the OC. You know, fine looking girl.
The OC.
And from the OC, yeah. And George's reaction is great. He goes, where are you meeting these women? When they get off at the Port Authority? Pretty good line. You know, for those who go to the Port Authority, you know. But believe me, women like that are not walking out of the Port Authority. I'll tell you that. But for me, and then obviously Jerry goes, you know, where you find these women, and Jerry says, right here, and he points to his heart. Solid, you know, solid conversation there. So a good job by Ferriston opening up this episode.
All right, there you go. Yeah, shout out to Melinda Clark, who played Alex, Jerry's girlfriend there. So, all right, good up there. Tony, back to you. What do you got for your second up?
Yeah, O'Hara's giving Spike Ferriston as many props as he can after the last two up and two down. He's throwing him every bone he can right now. Yeah, Port Authority's a shithole. We all know that. One of the worst places on earth. Used to go there quite often with the red and tan buses. Yeah, and O'Hara's throwing ups. A kinder, gentler Chris O'Hara here with these two ups. I can't wait to hear this grade. But my second up is, you know, friend of the show, Rebecca De Mornay, Sonia Eddy, coming in, just going at it with Elaine with the muffin tops. And, you know, why don't you just give them chicken skins and lobster shells, or whatever that line is there. Delivers it so well. Love that they bring her back. Or maybe this is her first time. I don't even know it at this point. But friend of the show, RIP. Just a great woman, and she really delivers in this episode. I think if I'm going to find it up, very much a season 8 episode where, you know, guest stars kind of bring out the best, and the main four aren't as strong. This is another example in my mind. And so Sonia Eddy gets my second up.
Yeah, great mention there, because yeah, she delivers in her scene, and of course they bring her back in season 9 too for another role. So yeah, I had that marked down too. Sonia Eddy has an up for me. So Chris, over to you. What's your second up?
Yeah, Sonia Eddy lights up a room, lit up our podcast, probably lighting up heaven right now. Rest in peace. And yeah, Tony's got a good theme there. The main four, he took two of my ups, of course, but I'm going to go the other guest star, the girl from, I believe, Melrose or 90210, Rena Sofer, who, you know, I liked her. I didn't love the whole theme of that, but I think she played her part that she was given well, right? And I love the line, George, this city will eat you alive. I love that line. You know, I've used it before, but, you know, the city will eat you alive. And meanwhile, you're from New York. We get the whole gag. And like I said, a lot of these ups may turn into downs, if you know where I'm going with that. But like Tony mentioned, guest stars lifted it. I think Rena Sofer did a really solid job. I never really understood if she was dating George or what that whole thing was, but we can get to that when we get to it. But she's my second up.
All right. Thank you, Chris. So those are the ups. Tony, back to you. Let's start the downs. What's your first?
Yeah, not seeing much participation here from our fans. Chime in if you liked our ups. Yeah, downs. Listen, don't have a lot of written down per se. It's just kind of an overall vibe of this episode, if you will. I got to call a few out, though. I hate to do it. I just hate to do it. But and I think O'Hara's going to agree with me on this one, so maybe I'm taking one of his, but I got to give it down to Lippman. I mean, we love Lippman. This sort of ruins him. I mean, every half-wit sitcom star is a book now. You know me, I hate inside jokes when they start throwing these weird inside jokes. Like, Peterman is not a sitcom star. He writes for the catalog. Hey, what are we doing here? That doesn't make any sense. And then the Muffin Top store, by the way, he opens the store today. The whole thing's up and running. Everything's ready to go. I mean, that aside, just the fact that he takes the idea and just kind of, even Elaine even says it, I had respect for you. I lose respect for you. I know that's the joke. You know, they bring him back a few times and they kind of ruin him late on when they bring him back with the Boggle game and his son. This is one of those, why we bring it. It's late seasons, they bring these people back and they try and like bump up the show with them and give them something to do. It doesn't work. Lippman belongs where he belongs, Appendant Publishing. You know, Mike Lupica, you know, it's come to my attention, you've had sex with a clean woman. I mean, this is Lippman, right? You know, Muffin Top Store, not Lippman. That's my down.
No, yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. Seeing Lippman in the store and all that. So yeah, this didn't work. So Chris, over to you. What's your first down?
Spot on. I mean, that is great analysis right there. I mean, Pundit Publishing.
Terrible.
Even that was bad. I mean, I never got the top of them. And just, yeah, to your point, like a lot of things could have ended in season 5. Lippman was one of them. For me, I'm going to go the whole Jerry shaving his hair bit. And then, like, his girlfriend likes the bald dog. I mean, I don't know. I didn't find any of that funny. You know, Melinda Clark, you mentioned, you know, beautiful woman, the whole thing. But, and then running off the bus. And I get it. Like, it was the parody of the Wolf parody. But it's just not funny. It's a little too much. Jerry shaved his chest. I don't know. And then going on the reality tour bus with the girlfriend. It just... a lot going on, and then him running off, and then the whole thing. And then obviously, you know, the one thing I did like about that, you mentioned Kramer, was when Kramer yelled, "Jerry shaves his chest," and he starts laughing. Maybe that was a way to pull some humor out of this, and it lifted Kramer up. But for me, it was just kind of a dead-end story, Jerry in general. So he's my first down.
All right, yeah, good points there. Tony, back to you. What do you have for your second down?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. The whole chest shaving thing I wrote down as a big down. My next down, O'Hara touched on, you know, the woman. By the way, O'Hara's called O.C. Melrose Place. put that aside. The woman was all right. I didn't like George in this, though. It was a subpar George, you know, wearing the guy's clothes, you know, finding the job. I'll show her, stay at a hotel. It was a weak George storyline. I mean, we all know George loves to lie, but this was a little bit, I don't know. I didn't love it. He wasn't himself, and he wasn't even his season 8, season 9 self. This was just like a weird George who was just like doing something I wouldn't expect George to do. There was really no highlights for him, no funniness. Even bringing Steinbrenner in wasn't funny. You know, walking down the street, everyone's bumping into him. It just never caught on with me. This episode just felt very disjointed, and that was one of them. None of the stories really attached at all. And so they just, you know, it was kind of like they just put together some stories they had and made this episode. And the Jerry's one was bad. Like Chris said, the George one was bad as well. Second down.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. And I, too, I didn't like the Steinbrenner stuff in this one. Didn't land with me either. So, Chris, over to you. What's your second down?
It's funny. Maybe I was in a nice, good mood when I rewatched this or a nostalgic, big Stein mood because I didn't mind the Steinbrenner stuff. I kind of enjoyed it. But yeah, I did write George acting as a tourist was bad. But let's put it this way. To your point, Tony, he didn't bring it down like season 8, 9 that we remember him. So it didn't fully pull the episode down. So I'll save that for a minute, but I got a couple here. I mean, Elaine was terrible. Top of the muffin to you like that. That one almost bothers me as much as, you know, I mentioned the bisque. There's little Elaine lines late that just gnaw at me. So, you know what? I'll just take that. I'll save the other stuff for my grade. But the top of the muffin to you. Big down. Because the whole muffin top, see, when I rewatched it, I thought there was more of the muffin top stuff. You know, on rewatching, it was less than I remember, which was good, believe it or not. But it just, what a miss.
All right, well, there you have it. Those are two ups and two downs. Thank you, guys. So we're going to go with the grades now and your final thoughts here. So, Tony, over to you. What do you got for a grade?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear him say maybe he was in a good mood because I'm interested in the grade here. I mean, I thought he was going to bury this episode. Maybe he's going light after his last burial of Spike Ferriston. But, I mean, listen, I'm not giving this an F. I'll throw that out there right now. It ain't that bad. To me, and I already talked about it with my up, this is – Kramer carries this entire episode for me. I mean, O'Hara mentioned at the top that, yeah, I especially late seasons, because as Chris always says, Kramer is the consistent one. Kramer's already a little bit kooky, a little bit cartoonish. So you can kind of play along with him in these later seasons. And this is, as Jerry says, you know, I didn't think you could recreate what it's like to, you know, to know this guy, but he's really doing a good, you know, this is doing a pretty good job. You know, he throws out the line earlier on. The last this guy's qualified to give a tour of its reality. I mean, this is Kramer, right? So it's based off the real Kramer. I thought Kramer delivered this whole episode. He carried the whole thing, to be honest. I mean, O'Hara gave Jerry a down. I gave George a down. We didn't really talk about it. Elaine's muffin thing wasn't good. All in all, I got two grades written down. As I'm talking myself into this, it's a tough episode to get through. The base is always, will you turn it off? I probably will turn this off. I mean, I love pizza pound cake. I get a left pizza pound cake. But other than that, I don't think I'm making it to Jerry scratching his chest most days. Muffin top's a D, solid D, just straight up D.
All right. Well, thank you, Tony. Chris, over to you. What do you got for your grades and final thoughts here?
That's a fine grade. And you know, all you knuckleheads out there that say I only give Fs and As, not the case. And you're right. I thought I was going to bury this myself, but Ferris City redeemed himself a little bit with some nice writing, some nice guest stars. Kramer did listen, D's still bad. Kramer did carry this, I'll give you that. But the reality tour stuff, that never sat well with me either. I get it's based off Kenny Kramer, but Kenny Kramer can pack a bus because he's talking about Kramer. This guy's talking about Peterman. Who the hell knows Peterman and his catalog? Nobody. For him to pack the bus and then, you know, the Jiffy Park, enough. Just stupid. Just, and they built the whole show on it. Now, with that said, the Peterman book signing, good. Musketeers, solid. Jerry and George, some decent conversation. They ruined Littman. Elaine wasn't good. Sonia Eddie was fantastic. I got to agree. I'm with Tony here. It's a D. It's not an F. You're right, though. I'm not watching it. I almost went D minus the more I think about it.
I almost went C minus. But I didn't. But I didn't because I'm turning it off.
Yeah, I mean, listen, top of the muffin to you. Exactly. That makes it a D no matter what. I don't care what else happens. So for me, you know, again, second last episode, season 8, they didn't give you much. But again, when I say it's an F, all four definitely aren't on all cylinders, but Elaine and George anchor it down. And George didn't really do that in this. So D for the muffin tops.
You're on mute, I think, Schmidt. Are you on mute? Can you hear
me? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I was. I didn't want to.
Working out the kicks, folks.
But yeah, we got a comment from Junk Productions that says, D, what do you guys, you know, boo hiss? So, you know, any redeeming qualities other that could bump it up? Because unless John could give us his own grade, what he thinks it is.
Listen, you're not bumping this any higher. Like I said, I thought about a C minus, you know, because for season 8, it's not terrible, but it couldn't go that high, in my opinion. There's just not enough here. You're not getting me up that high. I mean, it's O'Hara touching every point right there. It's got to be D level or lower.
All right, fair enough.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, thanks for joining us, folks, live. We're going to try to do some more of these throughout the year. We'll give you some more notice, but great job, everybody. Yeah, D. Schmidt, I tell you, I no redeeming qualities here outside of, you know, what we said.
I know our fans do expect more, but no, this is a great initial, you know, run of Two Ups, Two Downs live. So, yeah, this was fun, guys. And I hope, we get more people to join. And we'll see everybody at the next episode.
All right.
See you guys.